26. A Glimmer of Hope. Mr. Socrates was very aware of the ticking of the grandfather clock in his study. It chimed 8 times, and his mind automatically calculated 36 hours. That was how long it had been since Modo had fallen from the ship. He would most certainly have frozen to death by now. Mr. Socrates hadn't heard from Octavia yet, but that didn't surprise him. She would have been out on the water until sundown, then would need at least 3 hours to return to Reykjavik. The door chimes rang, and his heart quickened. Would this be the message? Had she found Modo? It was all he could do not to get up and answer the door himself. He maintained his composure. The news would come to him. Soon Tharpa came into the room with an envelope. Without a word, Mr. Socrates opened it. There were 2 telegrams inside. He translated the first one, which was from Octavia. No luck. Stop. Permission to search tomorrow. Stop. Bring his body home. Stop. Mr. Socrates inhaled, his breath catching in his throat. The news isn't good. Even Octavia has finally come to the only logical conclusion. Tharpa nodded, his eyes moist. Mr. Socrates looked away so his servant wouldn't see the grief beginning to well up inside him. They were silent for several moments. But why do I still feel hope? Mr. Socrates asked himself. The chance of another ship finding Modo was infinitesimal. Few ships cross that area anymore. He'd recently learned that from the Admiralty. His fingers found the second telegram. A note was attached that read, "This parcel message was received yesterday at 6 p.m. GMT. Since it was insufficiently addressed, our delivery was delayed. We remind you that all communications must have a full address." Mr. Socrates unfolded the telegram. Some 20 letters spotted the page. He wrote them down, applying his code, and came up with A. Odo. Od. Abma. Sh. He stared and stared at it, but it made no sense. Too many letters were missing. It could be from any one of his agents. Afghanistan? India? Australia? "I can't make head or tail of this," he said to Tharpa, and handed the paper to him. Tharpa tipped his head this way and that. "I see no words." He held the paper closer. "This Odo. That word could be Modo." "You may be right." Tharpa set the telegram on the table, and they both looked at it. If it was received at 6 p.m. yesterday, Modo would have already been in the water for 8 or 9 hours. How could he have sent it? Perhaps he had found safety. Mr. Socrates chastised himself for not being rational enough. Was he letting his hope that Modo was still alive affect his thoughts? But if this was a message from Modo, then he had still been alive only 24 hours ago. "Can you guess at any other words, Tharpa?"
"I cannot make head or tail either, Saab."
"Well, send a telegram to Octavia. Tell her to assume Modo is alive and to keep looking." It wasn't until later in bed that the answer came to him. Abma. Submarine. Modo was under the ocean. The Actinia wasn't a trained whale. It was a submarine ship. Good Lord! Could it actually be? He pulled on his dressing robe and ran down to his study and examined the note again. Yes, submarine ship. He rang the servant bell. Tharpa arrived a minute later. Send another message, Mr. Socrates commanded. Tell the Admiralty that we need a fast, well-armed frigate ready by tomorrow morning. We have important cargo to pick up.